Welcome to today's Hearthstone. Let's Talk Pella. I'm Andrew Schneider. Aspiring actors, directors, and crew members had a chance to learn about the stage during a camp for 5th through 9th graders this week held by the Union Street Players.
Oh, and how about Bodhi? Before you guys sit down, Bodhi, stand up. Be like, look at this lake. Isn't it grand?
All right, ladies. Look at this lake. Isn't it grand?
It's just a pond, Frank. You would know that if you went to the fishing expo last summer, like I did.
I don't need to go to any fishing expo to learn how to fish. It's really not that hard. Is that why you went to the fishing expo?
Okay, then Bodhi, you're gonna be like, Bodhi, you're gonna be like, is that why you went to the fishing expo because you didn't know how to fish? Like, emphasize on the you, like point at her.
Yeah.
Like, start pointing at her.
Is that why you went to the fishing expo because you didn't know how to fish?
You better watch it, Frank, or I'll pay now.
Students entering those grades learned from recent high school graduates about theater during the week-long experience. Joining us are actors Mia Andringa, Griffin Turner, and Travis Mitchell to discuss what they've learned.
Well, Mia, we're talking to you amongst some of your peers here for the middle school drama camp that's a part of Union Street Players here at the Pella Community Center. First of all, what are some of the things that you've been learning here with your friends this week?
I have been learning all about acting. Like, we've been learning about puppets and puppetry, and I've learned how to make different types of puppets and how to work them.
Very good. And you are, as I mentioned, with a big group of friends and kids of similar age here in the community. What are the things that you've been working on as a group? Because I know you have a show coming up Friday.
We're working on 2 sketches, and then we're going to perform them on Friday for our parents and friends.
And what are the sketches about?
One is about the lucky fisherman, and then the other one is about a made-up animal that gets kidnapped.
What on the stage are you going to use that everyone's been learning about this week?
We've been learning about really projecting what we're talking about and what we should present to our parents and friends.
And what do you look forward to most about being up on stage on Friday?
I enjoy being on stage, and I just really like projecting and acting. And I talk really loud, so.
That was Mia Andringa. Here's Griffin Turner.
So, Griffin, tell us a little bit about the camp that you're at this week and what you've been learning.
This week at camp, we've been learning a lot about Chinese puppetry and how to make the puppets and work them. It's been pretty fun so far.
You're also, looks like, working on some makeup right now. What kind of elements are you learning about stage makeup?
We're learning how to really blend the makeups to make it look a lot more real. And learning, from 20 feet away, it should look pretty real.
Very good. And you're working on a bunch of sketches and shows coming up, as I understand, Friday at 6:30 here at the Community Center. What is your role, I guess, as a part of the shows?
I am a loan shark Capone. I steal a interrogator in my play, which is Amara's daughter, and it's pretty fun.
What's your favorite part?
My favorite part about being on stage is, like, getting that rush when you don't make any mistakes or when you make a mistake and then you cover it up and it looks like it was already there.
Very good. What are some of the things that you have learned as a group beyond puppetry, like about the stage itself?
It's you really got to learn how to, like, be on stage and, like, not be afraid to be loud and expressive so everybody in the back can hear you and not just people in the front row.
That was Griffin Turner. Here's Travis Mitchell.
And Travis, you're a part of the Union Street Players Drama Camp this week. What are some of the things that you've been learning or favorite things you've been doing so far?
We've been learning how to brainstorm on some of, like, the scripts and ideas for, like, skits.
And what are some of those things that you've been learning? How do you brainstorm, I suppose?
We kind of come up with, like, characters, and then we come up with, like, a situation that we want them to be in and, like, the type of, actually, skit that we want to do.
Very good. And I guess what's some of the fun stuff that you've been a part of so far in terms of hands-on activities?
Going to the costume shop, I say, was very fun because we got to pick out what we actually wanted to look like as a character.
And what costume? Did you pick a few out for yourself?
I picked out, I'm a crab detective, so I have a crab hat and a suit coat, so that's what I got.
So you're going to have some interference maybe with, like, the loan shark or other characters in that skit coming up?
Yeah, but I like to leave that to come to the show.
That's why people should be coming to the show. What do you look forward to most about the shows coming up on Friday?
I think it'll be very fun to just kind of express ourselves as, like, actors and how, like, good we're going to do.
Once again, those were the actors participating in the Union Street Players Theater Camp Experience. That concludes today's Hearthstone Let's Talk Pella. Hearthstone, a ministry of Wesley Life, supporting the health, independence, and well-being of older adults in Pella.